We'll talk about that again. The Pope just approved LGBT blessings. This is of Satan, not of the Father and His holy word. Inside this particular church, we're going to put a testing up of it. They have a giant picture of Mary. She's called the Queen of the Universe. That's paganism. Test yourself, young man. Test yourself to the biblical gospel. Goddess worship. That goes way back in time. And the Catholics are still doing goddess worship with Mary. The Pope is approving LGBTs. Gay lifestyles. That's a blasphemy and perversion against God. We need to tell the truth. The church systems in America are corrupt and they're perverse. The church systems are perverts against the Spirit of God. Let me explain. Perverse means twisting, corrupting the Word of God. So when you pervert the Word of God, when you pervert the truth of God, when you pervert the gospel, that would make a person a spiritual pervert. That's what the Word of God says. Jesus talks about perverse in the New Testament. It means to corrupt. Man is corrupting God's truth. And it goes all the way back. It goes all the way back to Satan in the garden. Satan corrupted God's word like the Roman Catholics and the evangelicals and everyone else does. Satan is the father of lies. Satan does not want you to know the truth so you can be set free to eternal life. He has the culture designed to deceive you. But you can know the way, the truth, and the life through the shed blood of Jesus. This is for my testing. I'm going to be putting a testing of the church up on my website. So you can know the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. The shed blood of Jesus. Not the bread and the wine literally turning into Jesus. That's idolatry. But the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. A glorious Savior. Test yourself, sir. What's that? Oh, sir, the Catholic faith is deceiving you. You got to turn and repent. You got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, sir. You can't be baptized as a baby. The Bible says you must be born again, lest you be born again by the Spirit of God. The Pope just approved LGBT blessings. Okay, this is a sign of a corrupt religion.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course you can.
So when
officer.
Oh,
yes, sir. I appreciate it.
So yeah.
I've never been arrested yet. Don't plan on it. Thank you, officer.
When Jesus said, unless you eat the flesh.
Take a gospel card. Test yourself. Do they love you?
Listen, if you don't mind.
Wait. Is it truth or is it Catholic dogma?
No, listen to what I'm telling you. This is in the Bible. This is in the book of John. It says, unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man.
John 6.
And drink his blood. You have no eternal life. And then all the people that listen to that, they just walk away.
Right. You know why?
What did Jesus do?
You know what? You know why?
Did he say?
He let him go.
Did he say, come back?
Do you know why? Because they knew that cannibalism was abhorrent. Wait. And Jesus' parables always drove people away. Wait, what does he say, sir, at the end of John 6? Do you know? The things I tell you are spirit. That was a spiritual thing that was happening. No one other than heretics throughout history believed that it was literally the blood that turns into him and the bread. That is idolatry, putting him in a monstrance. They don't preach the biblical gospel, which is the shed blood of Jesus that you must receive.
Oh, yeah, they do.
His resurrection and defeat death.
For 60 years.
But that's the problem, sir. You've been blinded by the Catholic doctrines. The Pope is the fruit of it. They have a giant Mary in there. They call her the Queen of the Universe. Do you know that's pagan goddess worship?
Yeah, they need to get rid of it.
That's pagan goddess worship, sir. Here, would you take this? Don'tperish.com. Wait, hold on. On my teaching blog is I want you to get there. On my teaching blog, I have a thing. It's even on my website. Mm-hmm. I take you to the catechism, and I take you to God's word, and I show you 10 points that in the catechism directly contradict God's word. Go there and look it up and study, sir. Go deeper.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Yeah, study. Go deeper, sir.
But be careful because, you know, they're blasting a bunch of people who truly love Jesus, the parishioners.
The Mormons truly do, and they're wrong.
That's
the Jehovah Witnesses truly do, and they're wrong.
Lord, there's other people casting out demons in your name. Should we go and rain down hailstone? No, if they're not for us, they're against us.
They weren't promoting false gospels and paganism like the Roman Catholics.
You have to
look
listen,
that article
to
up.
Jesus.
Look that article up and test yourself, sir. You got to come out of every false way. We love you. God be praised. Awesome. Preaching outside a Roman Catholic pagan temple. And we get to witness to people that walk by. It's a glorious thing.